1946, a banner year for the U.S. economy. Too bad nobody bothered to include my one-woman detective agency in the boom. To say business was bad is an understatement, akin to saying the Nazis were a little rude. I had spent the week prior reducing some shoe leather, tramping around the dust of the San Bernardino foothills, trying to catch some industrialist in the act of dealing with a third party and cheating his partner out of a large cash deal. I didn't have any luck, and needless to say, the partner, my client, wasn't feeling inclined to pony up a bonus for services not rendered. That was my first case in 2 weeks, and rent was coming up faster than the winning greyhound I didn't bet on. It was a Thursday afternoon. I had sent my office girl and her cute skirt home early. I was planning on closing up for a long weekend and getting friendly with a bottle of something brown. The real kind of friends where they ask you to be an usher at their wedding. When there was a knock, and she walked in. Hello, please come in. Sorry for the lack of welcome out front. You look a little distressed, please. Have a seat on my couch. Much more comfortable. May I fix you a drink, miss? Mrs., my mistake. Well, what can I do for you? Possible affair, you say? Let me guess. He has unusual late nights out. You've caught a whiff of perfume that's not yours, maybe seen a smear of what could be lipstick on a shirt collar. Yes, ma'am. I've seen this once or twice before in my line of work. A few times out of it. Now, tell me, what does your husband do? Construction magnate. That's good business, especially down here in the Southlands. Wait a minute. Now I remember. I've read your name in the papers before. Your husband's big into charity work too, right? He gave that banquet for those Hollywood bigwigs to kick loose greenbacks for a polio cure? Vaccine, whatever. Point is, if proof of his stepping out on you were to make the papers, well, I'm guessing he would pay pretty well to keep that from happening. Yes, ma'am, I'm talking about revenge. Why, I don't know how anyone could be so heartless to keep some peace on the side when they have your gorgeous doll face to gaze at any time they wanted. Oh yes, I do think you have a gorgeous face. And that dress is doing nothing to hide what must be the greatest set of stems since Miss Dietrich. Oh, come on now. I noticed how you looked me over and blushed when you first came in. I saw the corner of your mouth move up, trying to hide that devilish smile. I'll tell you what, I'll take your case, and even help you get a little extra level of revenge in. I'll take that as a yes, then. Lips taste amazing, and your skin so silky. I could run my fingertips over your collarbone and your shoulders all night. And I just might. Here, let me help you with this dress. Oh. I was right about those legs and these breasts. I just need to bury myself in them. Let me just feel. I can see you're getting nice and wet. Yeah, put your hand right here. Feel how hot I am for you. Help me with my clothes. Then I'll show you what kind of service we provide at this agency. You taste as good as you look, baby. Now, I'm really convinced that your husband is a complete ass. You like that? Let me help you along a little. Just one finger inside you. Okay. I'm gonna put another one in now. See, this is how a woman like you deserves to be treated. Sounds so beautiful when you moan. You're getting close. Come on, explode on my fingers while I suck on this beautiful wetness. Come on. Come for me. Oh, yes, baby. Oh. God, that was incredible to see. Your whole body writhing, your back arching. I need to feel that now. Please. That perfect face between my legs. You're not bent over my desk. Kneel down and... Yes. God. The pretty mouth and tongue feel incredible. I'm just gonna reach back and... Yes. Tease my little asshole while you eat me. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. That's it. Right there. Right fucking there on my clit. I'm gonna come. What? No. No need to thank me. I'm just doing my job. Now, let's talk business. My rate is $15 a day plus expenses. However, I give a discount if you engage me per week. And I hope you will. I think we could exact a little more revenge on that husband of yours.